Does the ascension of Jesus have any meaning for the modern world and followers of Christ? As I share these reflections, Israel and Palestine are at war. The COVID-19 virus is diminishing in the United States, but increasing in India. Political divisions continue in Congress, and China has just landed a probe on the planet Mars. The ascension of Jesus can have meaning if we consider it within the context of the entire Paschal mystery, that is, the passion and death, the resurrection, the ascension, and the sending of the Holy Spirit upon the church at Pentecost. In recent weeks, we have reflected on Jesus' suffering and death, his bodily resurrection as a new creation, and today as being united with the all-powerful God in heaven where God dwells. Next Sunday, we celebrate the risen Christ, giving us the gift of his Holy Spirit. Jesus ascends to the realm of God in order to bring God's realm to the world. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." We pray that God be present on earth to the same degree that God is present where God dwells. The ascension is about joining heaven and earth together. Jesus ascends into the realm of God to the right hand of the Father in order that he might give the Holy Spirit of God to us. We are called to continue Jesus' work of uniting heaven and earth together because we share the same Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus. Our vocation is to help bring together God's dwelling place on earth. The Christian vocation is not to escape from this world into a heavenly realm, leaving this world behind. What happens to us after our death is for God to bring us into resurrection. But in the meantime, we are called to continue Jesus' work of bringing God's kingdom to earth. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Then Jesus was taken up into heaven, into the dwelling place of God. The gospel does not leave Jesus there. Jesus did not disappear out of the earth somewhere into the cosmos. Instead, the gospel concludes, "But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs." The Lord who ascended to God's dwelling place continued to be present with and work with his disciples in order to unite heaven and earth. Our world may have forgotten about the presence of God. People may long to escape from this world and be united with God in an eternal heaven beyond earth. But God, through the Holy Spirit, desires that the earth become heaven-like, a place where God dwells among his creation. So our life as Christian people is not simply to believe in God or to believe in heaven beyond life on earth, but we who celebrate our oneness with Christ work with Christ to continue bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Today's second reading from the letter to the Ephesians concludes, "May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. God put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way." The risen Christ in his spirit continues to work with us, his body, for the transformation of the world into a dwelling place for God.